From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A small battalion of war movies is reaching theaters this month. Behind Enemy Lines, which is set in the Balkans, is already open. Next week, there's Black Hawk Down, about a U.S. military operation gone wrong in Somalia. A pair of World War II films, Charlotte Gray and Dark Blue World, will arrive Christmas week. And today brings No Man's Land, a Bosnian look at the war in Bosnia. Bob Mondello says the film is darkly comic and very good.
No man's land between two hills, Bosnian troops on one side, Serb troops on the other, shelling wiping out everything in between except in one deep trench. There, a Bosnian soldier hides, watching as a Serb soldier places a landmine under the corpse of his best friend so that if he tries to bury it, it'll pulverize everything within 50 yards. The Bosnian manages to disarm the Serb, but now they're both stuck. If either leaves the trench, he'll get shot by the other side's troops. So they sit and argue about whose fault it all is. And then the corpse, the one with the landmine under it, wakes up. Both men scramble to him and tell him that if he moves, they'll all die, so he lies still. But now they can't leave the trench because they'll be shot, and they can't stay there because eventually the former corpse will sneeze or fall asleep and roll over, and they'll die in an explosion. It's at about this point that the troops on both sides sense that something's wrong in the trench and call in the UN peacekeepers, who are known as Smurfs because they have blue flags on their cute little mini tanks. The troops reach Captain Dubois, he calls his commander, and the real fun begins.
Ah, hello, Captain Dubois. How can I help you?
Well, sir, it's the first time that the two camps are asking me for the same thing, and I don't know what to do.
Yes, Captain, why are you coming through to me directly? Where are your superiors?
They are all in Geneva for a seminar on the media relations, sir.
I see. Well, it seems from your report that these men are stranded between the two front lines, but we don't even know if they're actually soldiers or not. Is that right?
Yes, Colonel.
Well, what do you expect me to do? I mean, you can't expect me to risk the lives of our soldiers in order to save theirs, can you? I hope I don't have to remind you, Captain, of the precise purpose of our mission here in Bosnia.
So what should I tell them, Colonel, sir?
Tell them that, as usual, neither side can agree. Tell them anything you like, Captain. Goodbye.
Unknown to the commander, one of his mini-tanks has ignored protocol and is heading toward the site with a Frenchman who really wants to do good, but who has a bit of trouble making his intentions known.
Vous parlez français? Français, non? Non. English?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We came for people.
Yes.
People, you know?
Yes.
People? Okay.
Yes.
People between lines?
Yes, yes.
Yes? Yes. Okay. Where are they?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay, d'accord. You understand nothing, Spike.
Yes.
Director Danis Tanovic is himself a Bosnian, but he's an equal opportunity satirist, very even-handed about the ridicule he heaps on folks, whether they're caught in the crossfire or not. The absurdity of war is a notion that has long attracted dramatists, from the ancient Greeks with Lysistrata to Robert Altman with MASH. But usually they're looking at conflict from a safe distance, either decades later or from the home front. Almost never are they right on the front line. Tanovic never lets you forget that the folks in the trench are in mortal danger, even as they and the UN peacekeepers and, after a while, the media bicker and do truly idiotic, often hilarious things. The director's apolitical stance makes his story seem a little glib, but you have to credit him with maintaining a nifty balancing act, not unlike that achieved by Samuel Beckett in his absurdist play Waiting for Godot. As you watch the soldiers reach a sort of checkmate situation, it dawns on you that real life doesn't permit checkmates. Something's got to give, with all those guns trained on targets and that landmine one click away from disaster. It's easy to imagine how Hollywood would end the story, but Tanovic is closer to the conflict and finds a far more haunting conclusion, one that will leave audiences startled, tingling, and in a no man's land of their own. I'm Bob Mondello.